GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Tim Thompson, and it's November the 22nd, 2024. Welcome to this podcast. Next week, from where I stand, is Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Thankful for all that we have. It's a crazy world, but we're thankful for, you know, for having faith in Jesus Christ that will get us through. And I do this podcast about prophecy because I understand prophecy. It's the real deal. I know it's going to happen before it happens. As unbelievable as that may sound, there's a lot of false information out there. A lot of people giving a lot of false prophecies. You talk to somebody and they might say something that they know in the Bible. Or they might say something that they've heard. Or they'll go on YouTube and listen to YouTube and come back and tell their friends, oh, Jesus Christ is returning any moment now. But you can't think that way because there are events that are going to happen. And these events have to happen for Jesus Christ, you know, second coming. And for instance, what we're going to talk about today, a lot of people believe that we are in the seventh seal. We're actually still in the sixth seal. And we learn, if you listen to my other podcast, you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that 1,000 years is one seal. And we are in the sixth seal right now. And we learned that the seventh seal will start about the year 2033. Okay? So, a lot of people think that we are on the sixth seal, but they just ignore the sixth seal, right? And the sixth seal still has things that must happen. But really, it's just one thing that I can think of in the sixth seal, because we're living it. So there's a lot of things that happen. But there's one thing that in the sixth seal it talks about, that we must have an earthquake, and meteorites will fall from the heaven. So what I want to do now is I have the scriptures open up here online, and I want to read exactly what is going to happen during the sixth seal. So listen to this. It's Revelation chapter 6, and it says, and I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars fell from heaven unto the earth. Even a fig tree catheth her timely figs, that she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when he is rolled together, and every mountain, island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And he said to the mountains, fall on us, hide from us, from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of the wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, brothers and sisters, listen to that again. Take a chance. Read the scriptures. Don't be afraid to read the scriptures. Read what I just showed you. I want you to actually take a look at it. But one thing before I go into exactly more of the sixth seal is I do want to mention to you that the sixth seal actually covers the year 1033 to the year 2033. So this earthquake that has not happened, and you would think that would have happened at the beginning of the sixth seal, but it's not the case. There has never been an earthquake so devastating as that one. That will be one earthquake that will happen at any moment. And I'm thinking it will happen between the years, let's say 2028 all the way up to 2033. I think what's going to happen, brothers and sisters, I really believe this, that earthquake is going to happen and it's going to cause chaos. And it's also going to be so bad that we're going to have to start all over again. But here comes the Mark of the Beast system. You ever hear about that? The Mark of the Beast system in Revelation chapter 13, it talks about you must have a mark on your right hand or your forehead to be able to buy or sell. And you don't want to be a part of that. Because if you do, you will be cast out in for eternity forever and ever. You'll be tortured forever and ever in fire. And you put it upon yourself because we all have a choice. We have a choice to believe in Jesus Christ or we can believe in Satan. Satan is not a choice, it's hell. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I would want to be a part of Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for our sins. And what a wonderful thing to be able to have somebody who died for us. So we do have a choice because God gave us a choice. Jesus Christ, he gave us a choice. We have our free will. And Satan has blinded the hearts and souls of many people. And that's what Satan is doing. He's trying to keep you from learning this information. So anyway, that does cover from the year 1033 to the year 2033 AD. And also, one thing you want to know, that would be the 5,000 to 6,000 year period of time. And so I'm going to go ahead and start reading chapter 7 and, you know, quite a bit of it. So feel free to check out Revelation chapter 7. And it says that the heading says, John also sees in the sixth seal the restoration of the gospel, the sealing of the 144,000 and the host of the exalted from all nations. Lot of what I'm getting ready to read to you has already happened, but a lot of people don't understand the little, you know, the things that the scriptures talk about. So I'm going to read the scriptures, but I'm also going to stop when I have some input to give. Okay, so here we go. Verse 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God, their Father, on their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which was sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nathanael were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no one could number, all of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb. All of the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts that fell upon the throne, and their faces and they worship God, saying amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Well, I'm going to continue to read in a moment, but I wanted to catch you up to snuff on what I was just read. But we have the 12 tribes of Israel in the last days. You know, they are sealed. And they go about in the last days to spread the gospel for the last time, for all those who may accept the gospel. But also we learn that these things happen before the seventh seal, and they are sealed for protection, because obviously they're out about right now. People are spreading the gospel. So it's pretty interesting. And as far as the earthquake and stuff like that, like I mentioned, then the meteorites, that this stuff is happening just before the seventh seal is open. So I think it all kind of comes together. A great tribulation, not the tribulation from the 7-year period leading up to the second coming, as the seven trumpets come about. But this is just a bit of a prayer of tribulation. But it's not the tribulation where you have people who are, you know, are living during the time just before Christ returns. We are living during the time that Christ returns, but I'm talking about much closer. There's an earthquake that happens, and that's the one that hasn't happened yet, but there's also another one that will happen during the time of the trumpets, where every mountain is flattened. So I'm not talking about that one. So it's just absolutely fantastic. When you study the book of Revelation, you get a better understanding of where we stand. And so in the very beginning of what I read, it talked about, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and cried with a loud voice of the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, and this, till we have sealed the servants of their God. So the 12 tribes were sealed. So it's really amazing. And so, okay, I'm losing my track here. Let me catch up here. Says, and I cry with a loud voice, saying, salvation to God, which sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne, and having the elders and the four beasts, and fell upon the throne, and their faces were and worshiped God, saying, amen, and blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be upon our God for ever and ever. Amen. And of the elders answered, saying unto them, what are these that are arrayed with white robes, and whence do they came? And I said unto them, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, that made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in the temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell with them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirsting any more, neither shall the sun light them on them, for nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall lead them into the living waters, and they shall wipe away their tears. So that's going to be a wonderful moment, isn't it? Well, the next one that we're going to talk about next week, we'll talk about the seventh seal. Now we're going to get into some really exciting podcasts. Not that this isn't exciting, but when you start talking about the seventh seal, you start talking about the rapture, what I call the first resurrection, as mentioned in Revelation chapter 20. And so we learned in Revelation chapter 20, the rapture is actually called the first resurrection. We also going to learn, if I haven't already covered a little bit, that there is more than one rapture. And we're going to get into the details about all this as we get further and further into it. People think that there's only one rapture, but there is a rapture for the first three trumpets. and then there's a rapture after the millennium and after the little season. It will be the final rapture. So everybody gets raptured, but it's just a matter of when. And it's going to happen according to your faith and your works. Well, people say, well, I can have faith in Jesus. It doesn't say anything about works. Well, I got news for you. You, believing in God, you are His. If you truly believe in God, you're okay. However, we all are rewarded by our works. What we do, and do we pray every day? Do we read the scriptures? Do we keep the commandments? Do we have love in our heart? Do we forgive other people? That is what's going to cause us to have a certain degree of works, and it's important. So we're going to cover the seventh seal next week, and it's going to be Thanksgiving weekend in 2024. I don't have an audience yet, but I wanted to share with you something before we close this podcast, because there is something really exciting. If you ever notice, my website, gtl.news, is where you're listening to this podcast, but you might be listening to audio.com/GTL. So I believe that's the website, but go to gtl.news, and you know, you probably see that it's becoming a very fancy website. It looks pretty good. And my news feature that I'm working on, that I'm really excited to bring to you, that is still under progress on this date on November the 22nd. And it's going to be a timeline chart. It's literally going to be a timeline of the past, present, and future. But mainly it's focused on prophecy events. And what is amazing about it, brothers and sisters, that I have prophecy right. And in 2024, since 2010, I've been saying that Iran is going to start a war. Iran and Turkey together are going to push to the north, south, and west. 2024, we saw that happen. I mean, oh, come on, brothers and sisters. This is the real deal. And it's a true prophecy. This is no game. You're not going to be able to find this information on the internet very well unless you find it through Lowell Taylor. There's a lot of information out there that is just false. They will make it seem like, hey, this is the real deal. And they will make you believe that they're telling the truth, but then it doesn't happen. All these people who tell you that God is going to come today, or He's coming this year, or He's coming next year. Well, one thing about my website, gtl.news, and my YouTube channel, is that you're going to be able to learn exactly what is supposed to happen and how all this is put together. So listen to my audio podcast at gtl.news/podcast, and you will learn about the events that are going to take place, because no one knows the day or the hour, but we also learn about that. We learned over the past few days and weeks on my past podcast that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, and God handed Jesus Christ the book sealed with seven seals, then Jesus Christ knew the day or the hour. So there is just so much to this that people just don't understand. And that's why I have this knowledge, and that's why I'm starting these channels. And I want so much for you to help me and to let other people know. But take a look at my GTL.news podcast, and I'll have links. And 25 January the 20th, I'm going to start releasing videos on YouTube and also on Rumble.com. So you can find the links on that on my GTL.news podcast. So this has been, I consider, a pretty fascinating podcast. And I'm not doing any editing on this, so you're going to hear me stutter and stuff a little bit. Just know that I will get better in time. I love you, brothers and sisters. I'm really excited about this. You want true prophecy? This is it. This is not me bragging. This, I've done my homework. God is helping me. He opened my eyes. He's given me the people that have been able to share these things with me, and which is Lowell Taylor. You might be able to find him on the internet, Lowell Taylor. He talks about prophecy, and he knows some stuff. And I've been able to learn about that through him, but also I pray about it. And for instance, I learn about things through prayer and through studying. And these things are in the scriptures. So God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you. I hope that you are doing your prayers and reading your scriptures, because, you know, prophecy, it doesn't get us but so far. It's good. Prophecy is good that it will wake you up. You will know that God lives without a doubt. I love you. You take care. This has been a prophecy podcast for November the 22nd, 2024. God bless you and have a great week. And if you're listening to this podcast before the holidays, happy holidays. God bless you. That's all, folks. Have a great weekend.